On May 1st, William Willie C. Janeway officially became executive director of the Adirondack Council. He worked for 10 years at the Adirondack Mountain Club before moving to Albany to lead the Albany Pine Bush Preserve Commission. Following a year at the Hudson River Greenway, he worked for the Nature Conservancy and co-founded Friends of New York's Environment. In 2007, he was hired by the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation as its Hudson Valley Catskill Regional Director. Janeway says he and his family are excited to move back to the Adirondacks to lead the not-for-profit environmental advocacy group.
I could think of no landscape I would rather work in, working with communities and environmentalists to do good for the Adirondack Park, and no place that my family and I would rather return to because we truly love the Adirondacks.
What is it about the Adirondack Council that drew you to that organization? Because there's a lot of different organizations working on different aspects and issues in the park.
Two things. The tenor of the debate compared to 20 or 30 years ago really has changed. There are people from an environmental perspective, business perspective, really that seem to have a lot more respect for each other's and each other's positions and seem willing to work together. The Adirondack Council was critical in getting going forward the whole Common Ground Alliance. And what's excited me about the Adirondack Council is that the organization has four main tenets. Clean water, clean air, dealing with climate change, number one. Large intact landscapes, wilderness, number two. Private lands managed as responsible forestry and farmlands, number three. And number four, vibrant communities, economically strong, sustainable communities. The fact that the organization has these four tenets that it feels are completely linked together, to me, is the right thing for the Adirondacks. And I went to St. Lawrence University, majored in economic studies and environmental studies. I believe in partnerships. It's the way to get things done.
You mentioned going to St. Lawrence University. Yes. And having the degrees in economics and in environmental studies. How do those, and why is it important that those two mesh?
The Adirondack Park is, and others have said this, so I'm plagiarizing from someone, I've called it a grand experiment. Just before I started, I went and spent 3 weeks in Nepal, and it was very eye-opening to see the lack of infrastructure. You can't drink the water. Breathing the air in Kathmandu gave me a cough I'm trying to finally get over with. And it made me realize how special the Adirondacks are. And part of that being special is the way the Adirondacks as a park are a blend of the economics and the environmental in a positive, synergistic way where they help each other. It's somewhat accidental that my history and training is in both of those areas, but in some ways that makes me feel very comfortable coming back to the Adirondacks and applying those skills in partnership with others to help move the park forward and face the challenges we face today.
Willie Janeway, you've had experience outside of the Adirondack Park, down in the Hudson Valley and such. How does that perspective help you as you move back into the Adirondacks working for the council?
Having spent almost 6 years as the Department of Environmental Conservation Regional Director for the Hudson Valley and the Catskills, I know that it would be easy for the Adirondack Council and other organizations to just lay out a list of things that cost more money as a way to solve economic and environmental problems. And I know just throwing money at it is not going to work. It's not what we can afford. So for me, that experience with the state gives me an appreciation for where some of our partners are coming from that I hope will help us find common ground and what we can work on together.
Well, the Adirondack Council at times have clashed with state policies from be it the DEC or the Adirondack Park Agency. Is that going to put you in a fairly odd position sometimes?
I, for 2 years, am not appearing in front of and engaging in any of the DEC issues. We have other staff that are doing that. But I am working with our partners at the Park Agency on issues that are Park Agency dependent.
How much more land in the Adirondack Park do you believe the state should acquire? I know that one of the council's goals has been acquisition of the Bob Marshall Wilderness, but what would you like to see?
The Adirondack Council, and this is one of the things that the organization has done a really good job at, is occasionally put out a vision for what the park should look like way into the future. Many years ago, the organization put out a vision labeled 2020. That's pretty close, actually, that. We see an opportunity to create an updated vision, 2100 perhaps, for what the park should look like. I don't want to impose just my own vision or just the Adirondack Council's vision. I and the council believe very much in working with communities and have a dialogue and trying to together come up to help the politicians with a common sense of what that end game should finally be.
Willie Janeway, you may have a unique perspective perhaps on the Adirondacks because you went to St. Lawrence University, which is just outside the blue line.
Yes.
You worked in the Adirondacks, and then you worked down in the Hudson Valley area for a while outside of the Adirondacks. Now you're coming back in. How have the Adirondacks and the attitudes and the communities within the park changed?
I've continued to keep my finger in all things Adirondack, whether it be paddling or fishing or hiking. I'm a 46er, as you probably know. I have continued to come up here and watch things like the Common Ground Alliance discussion. In terms of how things have changed, really the tenor of the discussion has changed. And people have stopped sort of challenging each other as much personally than I think they used to. And that respect is an important foundation of a good partnership. And it makes me bullish on the future for the Adirondack Park that the dialogue has evolved to that point.
Do you have any new initiatives for the Adirondack Council?
One of the first things my board and I are talking about is updating the strategic plan, considering developing with others who are not part of the council a Vision 2100 type document of where we're all going. So the initial focus is more on process than on anything specific, recognizing that if we develop consensus about some things that the council believes in, we will have partners to work with to advance those goals versus our going off and developing an agenda on our own and then trying to bring it to people. That's not the right way to go. That's not the way the Adirondack Council believes in working.
At this point in time, is it more policy or environmental that should be a priority regarding the park?
You really can't divide them apart into one or the other. There are key issues about helping make reappointments and confirming who is on the park agency board, about modifying some of the legislation. There's dialogue about transfer development rights, something which could be really positive for the park. There are a number of very specific things going on right now that I've already been pulled into. And we are developing positions by working in partnership and getting input from others. Ultimately, based on our principles and our four tenets, we will develop positions. If we have to stand alone, we will. But my hope is that is a rare thing for us to do as an organization. When I worked for the Nature Conservancy, I knew I couldn't do it alone. And Adirondack Council, I know we can't do it alone. It takes many, many people working together as a community, and I know we can do that.
William C. Janeway succeeds Brian Houseel, who resigned at the end of October. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.